The Haines Assembly votes to advertise the borough manager job statewide. And despite doubts about the state fiscal crisis, Haines extends its lobbyist contract. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Haines Borough will advertise statewide for a new borough manager. The Assembly voted to post the job for 30 days in Alaska. There are already two local candidates, but the Assembly decided to cast a wider net. The borough lost its top administrator in December when the Assembly voted 4-2 to fire Bill Seward. This month, they chose Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan as interim manager. He served in that role last year for 6 months. At that time, Ryan wasn't interested in the permanent job, but now he is. A handful of residents urged the Assembly to hire Ryan as permanent manager. Haines Torme called it a golden opportunity.
Yeah, we made some mistakes with the last manager, but we have an opportunity right now. It's right in front of us to try on a set of work boots and see if they're comfortable. And if they are, we can lace them up and keep them right where we want them.
Assemblyman Mike Case also favored Ryan for the job.
I am ready right now to make a motion to hire Brad as our manager on a permanent basis and get this over with.
But Case said he didn't want to rush the decision, especially if the Assembly wasn't all on the same page. Case also praised the qualifications of the other local resident who has expressed interest in the job, Deborah Schnabel. Assemblymember Tresham Gregg, who called into the meeting, said he would rather advertise for the job instead of jumping to hire Ryan right away.
Just by saying, well, yeah, Brad's done a great job so far, and let it go with that is not really taking advantage of this opportunity for community discussion.
Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer suggested advertising the opening statewide.
I think we do have two local candidates that we're all very interested in, and I just think it's appropriate to do our due diligence to at least advertise statewide so that we can, I don't know, that just seems appropriate to me.
The Assembly spent some time debating whether they should involve Brimeyer Firstman, the recruitment firm the borough hired last year for about $30,000, to lead the search for manager and police chief.
I cringe at the thought of going through a Firstman-type process again.
Assemblyman Ron Jackson said going through another detailed, long-winded process might not be worth it, especially since there are already two local candidates. Brimeyer Firstman's contract included an 18-month guarantee. Seward was fired after just 6 months. But according to interim manager Ryan, Richard Firstman says the guarantee does not apply in this case because it is contingent on all of the phases of the process being complete, which Firstman says did not happen. One of the phases, called onboarding, in which Firstman comes to Haines to work with the manager on his transition, did not happen because of weather issues and scheduling conflicts. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt said they still might be able to use Firstman as a resource.
My idea with Firstman is to say to Firstman, look, we think you owe us a little bit. Can you get us some names of some experienced municipal managers who are interested in working here? And so I'm not asking or suggesting we do another full-blown Firstman.
But the other Assembly members were not enthusiastic about involving the recruitment firm. The Assembly voted to advertise the job in Alaska for 30 days with no mention of Brimeyer Firstman. It passed 5-1 with Morfitt opposed. Former State Representative Bill Thomas will return to Juneau this year as a lobbyist for the Haines Borough. It wasn't a straightforward decision for the Assembly. They spent about an hour debating whether a lobbyist could do much for the borough, considering the state's financial deficit. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt pointed out the toll state budget cuts have taken already in Haines. The community lost its public health nurse, state forestry office funding, and more.
If I thought in my heart that we could send Bill down there and he could save us from what's coming, the state's going to cut $3 billion or make up $3 billion in its budget.
The six-month lobbyist contract would cost the borough about $22,000. Thomas said that is not a lot of money compared to what many Alaska lobbyists make.
If you vote it down, fine. Yeah, I got big boy pants on and I've been through this stuff before. Thank you.
I think you lose, not me.
Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer said she was hesitant about the contract last year because it didn't include clear enough priorities for the lobbyist to work from. She said this year the assembly did define those priorities, with LUTAC Dock at the top of the list. Friednauer also said she was optimistic about the contract because of the new bipartisan majority in the Alaska House of Representatives. It includes Haines Democratic Representative Sam Keto III.
There is now a bipartisan coalition in the House, and our representative, Keto, is in that coalition, which gives our representative a whole lot more power. And to have that, I think, is a huge reason to also have a lobbyist, especially a lobbyist that Mr. Keto knows.
The assembly voted 4-2 to renegotiate the lobbyist contract with Thomas through June 2017. Morfitt and Tresham Gregg were opposed. Thomas says he plans to travel to the capital city this weekend. The biggest change in the Alaska legislature happened 2 months ago when Democrats gained control of the House for the first time in nearly 25 years. They won enough seats to form a bipartisan coalition. But is it enough to solve the persistent issue of balancing the state budget? Southeast lawmakers hope so. As part of Coast Alaska's series on this year's session, KCAW's Emily Kwong reports on how a shakeup in the House could shape Alaska in the long run.
If Representative Jonathan Christ-Tompkins could put the last 2 years into words, it would be these.
Fractious, muddled, and convoluted.
Time and again, the Alaska legislature has failed to pass a comprehensive plan to balance the state budget. That's in part, the Sitka Democrat says, because finding middle ground is easier said than done.
When you have a really complex problem, oftentimes the process is as important. And I felt the process probably could have been done better the last 2 years.
The legislature will have a chance to crack the problem again this year. This past election brought new Democrats and independents into the House and voted out some Republicans. That shift in power gave rise to a new majority. The House's bipartisan coalition has 17 Democrats, 2 independents, and 3 Republicans. Coalition member and Juneau Democrat Sam Keto says they're all pledging to make the ideal of compromise a working reality.
The key point is getting along, is communicating, and we don't have to be friends, but we have to be colleagues.
The last bipartisan coalition was in the state Senate from 2007 to 2013. Sitka Republican Bert Stedman was a part of it. And now, with more Southeast lawmakers in the House majority, Stedman thinks the region will benefit, particularly when it comes to securing funding for the Alaska Marine Highway System.
We've been ganged up on by the rail belt the last few years, so I'm looking forward to working with my reps and trying to level the playing field on a couple issues.
His colleague across the aisle, Democrat Dennis Egan of Juneau, hopes that the coalition will inspire the Senate, which has a Republican majority, to work together.
Let's do Alaskanism. Let's fight about Alaska. And don't be socialist. Don't be conservative or capitalist. Let's do what's best for Alaska. And no name calling.
When it comes to tact, House lawmakers also have good things to say about their new speaker, Dillingham Democrat Bryce Edgman. He's the first House Speaker of Alaskan Native descent and the first off the road system or outside Southeast Alaska since the 1940s. Here's Egan and Keto.
I know Bryce well, and the only problem is he's not going to be able to perform anymore at the folk festival here in Juneau because he's going to be too darn busy.
He brings a very subtle sense of humor that I think is very important to being able to keep the tensions down.
I think he's one of the smartest guys in the room, and I'm very glad to have him on our side.
Juneau Democrat Justin Parrish is new to the legislature and ran specifically to take part in the bipartisan coalition, which has been years in the making. Southeast Democrats have also assumed new leadership roles. Kito is chair of the Legislative Council and the Labor and Commerce Committees. Parrish will co-chair Regional and Community Affairs, and Christ Tompkins will head up State Affairs. The state's budget deficit this year is anticipated to be $3 billion, and there's only 1 year of savings left in the Constitutional Budget Reserve. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.